Well, as we approach Election Day next week in the United States, the race for the White House has tightened to what many are calling a statistical dead heat. Recent polls indicate that Kamala Harris and Donald Trump are neck and neck, with neither candidate securing a clear lead in the national popular vote. The battleground states are showing similar trends, with outcomes too close to call. Experts suggest that the election could hinge on a handful of votes in key states, making every ballot absolutely critical. We've got a great panel with us. Robert Shapiro joins us, Alex Adan and Jonah Blank. Thank you all very much for being with us. Alex, let me come to you first. On the issue of economic prioritization, given that the polls indicate that the economy and cost of living are top voter issues, how are Kamala Harris and Donald Trump's policies on inflation, jobs and economic recovery being perceived by different voter demographics, especially in swing states?
Well, look, if you talk about the issues in this race, they are issues that redound to former President Trump's favor. Voters trust former President Trump more to handle the economy and to tamp down this lingering inflation that we've had. Whether it's an image of former President Trump at McDonald's or the numbers of the stock market when he was in office, voters are gravitating towards that economic message from the Republican ticket, and it's one that can resound very well in these battleground states that are so crucial to determining this election. I think that's driving a lot of the astronomical early voting numbers we're seeing in key states like Pennsylvania and Nevada, all of which favors Republicans. Republicans have embraced early voting, and it's going off really well for us.
Jonah Blank, would you agree that the economy is the primary debate? And, you know, in terms of the outcome of the election, it could well be decided on national debt, the importance of eliminating regulations, the importance of raising minimum wages, et cetera, et cetera.
Well, thank you for having me on, Vishnu. I hope that the people really do vote on the economy, because if they do, they will most certainly see that their cost of living will skyrocket under a Trump administration. He has promised to have the centerpiece of his economic proposal be another massive tax cut for corporations and very wealthy billionaires, paired with a huge tariff that would be effectively a tax on everybody who is not Elon Musk. So I hope that's really what's in people's minds when they go into the polls.
Robert Shapiro, let's talk a little about democracy and governance, another key theme. With discussions about the nature of democracy being really prominent, what about specific campaign strategies that Harris and Trump have employed to address concerns about democratic norms, the rule of law, and their style of governance? Is this where Kamala Harris is possibly considerably ahead of Trump?
Well, it depends on who you ask. If you ask Trump supporters and Harris supporters what the candidates are doing on this, they'll say all kinds of positive. Well, they'll say all kinds of negative things about the opponents here. What Trump supporters claim is that the threat to democracy is coming from Harris and the Democrats, who are for one radicals and Marxists, and for another will engage in fraudulent procedures in order to win the election. If you ask Harris supporters, and I think they're on much higher ground here, is that the threat to democracy is coming from the Trump camp, with the Trump camp poising itself to basically declare that the election is fraudulent if Trump loses. Once again, you'll see Trump as the sore loser here. The fact of the matter is that this is a very close election. We're talking about a dead heat, keeping in mind that the 2016 election was decided by a little more than 70,000 votes in three states. 2020 was decided by a little more than 40,000 votes in key states. And in a close election, but both sides will react differently to any outcome that's declared by the states and the courts as a free and fair election.
Alex Adan, voter sentiment on immigration, despite Trump's emphasis on immigration, how has, in your opinion, the electorate's view on immigration policy evolved? And does this align more with Trump's or Harris's approach?
Clearly, the electorate is coming towards President Trump in the years since he's been in office. 2016, 2020, 2024, you can see a progression of folks in this country, right, left, and center, realizing the detrimental effects that unchecked immigration has on both border communities, the economy, and on the country as a whole. They're coming more to Trump's point of view, and polls have consistently showed that immigration is one of the top issues in this campaign after the economy. Again, an issue that is one of former President Trump's strong points. I think that this is an issue that is going to drive people to the polls. And don't forget, states like Arizona, a crucial battleground state, a border state. There we're going to see the immigration message resonate even more positively. And I think that those people who perceive the real challenges that immigration, unchecked immigration under Biden and Harris is bringing into this country, those folks recognize that President Trump is the best person equipped to deal with it as our nation's leader.
Jonah Blank, you know, media and misinformation, it's a big problem we face here in India. But it is a concern in the U.S. ahead of these elections. Both campaigns are tackling, you know, a spread of misinformation, conspiracy theories. Do you believe that all of this could have some sort of potential, you know, impact on the outcome of the elections, or at least have an impact on the process of the elections?
Oh, definitely. And we've already seen that. Mr. Trump has already been priming his supporters to reject the outcome of the election unless he wins. He's already been spending years saying that if he loses, it will be an unfair election before the election has even happened. And we saw that in 2020, he did exactly the same thing, discrediting the election before it even happened, and used that to attempt to illegally overturn a free and fair election afterwards. We will see exactly the same thing if the American people vote against him.
Robert Shapiro, you know, given the razor-thin margins in battleground states, and I think everybody around the world believes that it's going to come down to those battleground states, what are the most critical tactical decisions both campaigns need to make, in your opinion, to sway undecided voters, perhaps energize their bases in these key swing states?
Oh, I think the focus here is going to be basically mobilizing the base and mobilizing voters that are already predisposed to vote for one candidate or the other. I think the messages from both sides are very clear. The election, it's going to hinge on perceptions of voters and the performance of the Biden administration, which has been poor. And as we've seen in the discussion already, you know, there are issues like immigration and the economy that work against Harris. On the counter strategy on the part of Harris, I think, has to be to mobilize voters through their ground game in each of the states and capitalize on the enthusiasm that her campaign has gotten early on. It's kind of leveled off for the moment, but to kind of get it energized in the next week as voters actually go to the polls.
All right, but I'd like to thank you all very much for being with us and sharing your insights into what's going to be a fascinating next couple of days in the United States. We have this special report on the Indian American voter, their demographic, the significance of the community increasingly in the American political story. It's an extremely influential and growing community. Let's take a look at some of the key statistics and data on the Indian American voter.
The United States is often called a nation of immigrants because it has the largest immigrant population in the world. Out of all immigrant groups in the country, Indian Americans are now the second largest, making them an important part of the presidential election process. The community has mostly favored the Democratic Party. According to a survey released by the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and YouGov, 61% of registered Indian American voters plan to vote for Kamala Harris, and 31% intend to cast a ballot for Trump. Indian Americans have emerged as an important political actor thanks to the community's rapid demographic growth, the close margins in modern presidential elections, and the diaspora's remarkable professional success, according to the survey. So how can Indian Americans impact the U.S. elections? Out of the more than 5 million Indian Americans present in the country, over 2.5 million are eligible to vote. It is the most politically active group among Asian Americans. To put it into perspective, Joe Biden defeated Trump by a margin of just over 12,000 votes in Georgia in 2020, making each vote valuable. Though Indian diaspora comprises a small share of overall electorate, both the parties have actively wooed Indian-American voters. In a campaign advertisement, Harris explicitly invoked her mother as a brilliant brown woman with an accent. The Republican campaign has also turned the spotlight on the community due to the Indian roots of Usha Vance, the wife of Trump's running mate, J.D. Vance. Indian Americans have been thrust into the limelight owing to the possibility that for the first time in the U.S.'s history, a candidate of Indian heritage could have the top job in the nation. The latest poll also shows a modest drift towards Trump and Republicans. The poll says the drift is driven by Indian American men, particularly younger men born in the U.S. A survey done earlier has said that the number of Indians who identify as Democrats slipped from 54% in 2020 to 47%. In the same time frame, those who identify as Republicans rose from 16% to 21%, further solidifying the notion that both parties look at this community with hope.
Vishal Vivek for NDTV.